Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. Welcome. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Show. How are you this afternoon? I am so, so excited to be able to be here and share with you another show, another guest, and another phenomenal artist, because we've been having artists from all over the world, and not just the artists, but entrepreneurs and business people, and my goodness, the list goes on and on and on. And I'm going to apologize because I've been talking so much lately that my throat is actually a little bit on the soft side here, so I'm going to try to connect with my guest just to make sure that you do listen to her. She is a singer-songwriter, an artist. She is does a lot of things, and I'm so excited to be able to connect with her and to be able to show you an incredible opportunity that we have here to connect with people from all over the world. And obviously we are connected with someone right here in Canada originally. But before I bring her on, before we connect and we put her on, I just would like to thank everyone for your support throughout social media. We are on Instagram, we are on Facebook, we are on obviously our website, lizzie.com, and also on our YouTube channel. So this show will also be going to your YouTube channel as well. Thank you so much, by the way, to our sponsors, Natasha Bridgemahan, right here from Canada. She is a financial advisor and a real estate investor. If you are interested in connecting with Natasha, please do not hesitate to connect with her. We will have her commercial throughout the interview. Thank you so much. She's been a huge supporter of the Liz T Show. And if you're interested in having us promote you or even mention your business, don't forget to email us or to go to our website, lizzyt.com. There's a form there, and you can be able to fill up your form and whether you want interviews, whether you would like just to promote yourself, coaching. There's a variety of different items in there with the Lizzie T Show, and I am so honored that Natasha Bridgemahan, the Bridgemahan Group, has chosen us to be able to promote them. So the weather is in Canada right now. It is kind of cool. Yes, it's that time of year. There's nothing we can do. It is what it is. Hopefully you are warm, still going for your walks. Breathing fresh air is very, very important, especially times like this where, lockdown, COVID situation, and pandemic is what it is. But we can still keep ourselves happy, healthy, and definitely music is big part of it. And talking about music today, we're going to play, as always, we have over half an hour, give or take, with our guest, and then we have our musical section. And today, obviously, we're going to be playing the song from our guest. We have two beautiful selections we were playing earlier, and when we open up the show, so I'm looking forward to. So I'll give you. And by the way, they're amazing, amazing. I'm going to have it throughout the show throughout this month, and it's incredible.
Canadian
music.
Show. North American Radio Show.
Give you a little teaser for you to be able to kind of hang around here, and the background music is going to be great, great. So we'll talk about her creativity, her invention, her inspiration, all about that. Let me give you though, before we play the whole, and don't worry, the songs will be played throughout, so not to worry, and the whole song, that's just a teaser, just to give you an idea. We're going to be speaking today with Olga Korsad. She was born originally in Riga, Latvia. Beautiful lady, as you can see it from our social media. She is, Olga is a former professional figure skater in the winter of Batik's States Olympic Games, as well as many international championships around the world. Her face looks very familiar, but she probably has one of those faces that everybody kind of associate an artist or an actress, but she is an actress. She has moved to Toronto, Canada in October 2009 to pursue her dream of becoming an actor and singer-songwriter. So there it is. She is definitely a composer. Olga has known her music career as Liva, and released her debut album Behind Closed Door in 2014. Congratulations. While attending improv comedy school at the Second City, well known here in Toronto, and landing a small role on Toronto films and TV series. Her first feature film, Let Her Roll, came in 2018. And she was cast in Silent Bird. Okay, maybe that's why. I haven't seen the full movie yet. Silent Bird Flight, an independent multicultural episode film, followed soon after a supporting role in the feature film language and adaptation of King Lear. The same year, she was featured in the role Artificially Intelligent in the movie Artificial Selection, a futuristic science film action, obviously. She continued collaborating with the director of Artificial Selection when she was cast as a leading in the Petrichor in 2019, alongside famous Russian star Alex Sabrevok. And the film follow her story and as a retired figure skater who decided to pursue her skating career again later on. Both Artificial Selection and The Predator were premieres soon in a major festival and they negotiated a theater theatrical release. And her music career, now we go into her music career. Olga has continued writing music and releasing songs. Her latest single, Minus X2U, and Why Do You Want Me, I think that's what we're playing today, was released in the end of 2018 and having gained considerable traction at Spotify, YouTube, and also she wrote and re-recorded original song of the soundtrack to movie The Predator. And her website, she's going to share all that information. But without further ado, I know she's waiting very patiently on the line. Let's welcome her with a wonderful hello, Olga, and welcome to the Lizzie T Show. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hi, thank you so much
Hello.
For having me.
I can hear the baby on the background. It's cutie. I've seen pictures on social. Congratulations. How
Thank
old
you,
is
your mom?
And I know enjoy it. Enjoy it. I'm telling you, enjoy.
Thank you.
I am a mother of two girls, and there were teenagers up and about, and now they're living their old lives. So that's enjoy it. I can't stress that enough. But let's talk about your career. I mean, you first when you came to Canada, you back in Latvia, you trained. I assume that you had a goal as a people from Europe, they're very goal determined. My daughter dates a boy from Ukraine, so I know exactly what the background is. So what happened? What figure skating? Is somebody in the family that is into figure skating, or was it a dream of yours? Was it your parents that said, okay, let's get this girl busy and learn something? How figure skating came about?
Well, it's actually a really funny story. My brother, he's 5 years.
Buddy, I like funny stories.
Yeah, I have a lot of them.
Good.
So it starts with my brother. He's 5 years older, and he used to do professional hockey. And I remember he was like skating maybe, 5 years or so, and he was getting pretty good at it, and then he was chosen for the novice national team. And I remember I told my parents that, you know what, I think he loves him more than me, because he has skates and I don't, and I want to skate too. And we used to always go for all his matches, and we've been on his practice, and we've always been in the skating ring, so I really wanted to have ice part of my life as well. So I demanded they get me a pair of skates. And when they did, that's how the journey started. And I remember I started really late. I was 7 years old. Most skaters start
I like how you say, I demanded a pair of skates. It's my brother's opportunity. And now I want to take care of the action as well. So it was kind of sort of like a little a sibling rivalry, I guess. Your brother had all the action, all the fan, all the people following, so you thought you could do that too. I can sense a little bit of a rivalry there.
Yeah. I was like, I want to do it as well, and I saw how much he was invested in hockey, and I really wanted to do it. So, so I got my first pair of skates when I was 7 years old, and that's where the story began. The funny part is, like, I was really tall and it was really late, and I remember kids were laughing at me that I was really clumsy and I was holding to the board, and I remember how upset I was, and I came home one day and my mom said it's going to be kind of like a recreational sport for me, but then I remember I came home and I'm like, you know what, all those kids, one day we're going to see, I'm going to become a champion. And my mom was laughing at
it,
and she constantly tells me this.
Determined, I'm going to prove everybody wrong just because I came in late, just because I'm taller than everybody else, just because I am not as good as everybody else, I'm going to prove them wrong. I love your determination, Olga. I love your courage and your intensity. That is incredible. I mean, that's an attitude that all of us, and if you guys are listening to this, this is powerful, because one of the things that we all should have to be able to succeed in life and is to be able to have that determination, that focus, and you definitely have that. Guys, remember, our lines are open. If you would like to interact with me on Olga, you can always call us in. It is 319-527-6752. Let me say that again. 319-527-6752. So Olga, all of a sudden, this was not a recreational thing, not fun. You became really serious just to prove them wrong. But I assume that within time, you actually fell in love with the art, fell in love with the public, fell in love with the dance and all that came about. Am I on the right track?
Yes. The story actually kind of repeated itself, because when I came to Canada 20, I didn't speak English. I didn't know anyone. And I remember starting my acting career, there was exactly the same thing. People were telling me, you're not going to succeed. You don't have a proper language. You have a huge accent and you're starting really late. So they're basically telling me that you can't do that. And I remember thinking, oh my God, it's kind of, the story repeats itself. I remember people were telling me I can't do it when I was 7 years old. So that was kind of funny. I didn't finish my career because I really wanted to. I got an injury at the age of 17, so I had to stop skating.
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask you, because it looked like you were part of some Olympics. You were Olympic Games. You were international champion. And what made you stop? And there it is. You answered my question. Unfortunately, injury came, and you probably had to reinvent yourself. This is what we're doing in the last 2 years, where all of us are reinventing ourselves because of COVID, because of our situations and things that we used to do before. Now we have to try to figure it out what to do. So you came to Canada and you figured, okay, I love skating. I'm really good at it. I am awesome. I love it. But I have to find a new passion. Did it acting came out of you knowing how to perform because of your skating background, or acting was another dream of yours that you had because you've seen movies and you said, you know what, this is something that I would like to pursue, or it was just again something that came out of trying to learn English. I mean, I know that acting is a very good way of learning a second language, especially from you. From how did acting came about?
That's another funny story. I told you I have a lot of them.
Yes, I'm loving this. This is great, guys. Enjoy this. This is the food for thought here. Inspiration. It's Inspiration Afternoon with Alyssa T. Yeah, please tell us another funny story.
So music was always my dream. When I was skating, I really wanted to sing. I really wanted to write songs. But I never had time actually to take vocal lessons or actually pursue music. I was playing piano a little bit, but mostly all my time I was skating. So when that ended, I remember I told my mom, I was 18 at the time when I kind of got back to my normal life. And I told her, listen, I don't know how to be normal anymore. I don't know how to just have friends, go to school and just enjoy life. I'm like, I need to achieve something. And maybe if I didn't achieve something in sport, maybe I can achieve in music. Like, I need to have a life of pursuing a dream. I don't know any other way of living. And my mom told me, then you go do that. And I started taking vocal lessons back home in Latvia. And I remember it was really tough. I had to switch maybe 8 different vocal coaches because all of them been telling me that it's really late when I started to sing and I don't have a natural talent and it's going to take so much time. So I kept taking lessons with one of the coaches back home. And then when I came to Canada, again, music was there. And again, everybody was kind of laughing at me. And even my family was like, oh, you were 21, you're going to Canada, you don't know anyone, you don't know any English, you've just been singing for 2 years, you think you're going to succeed.
I love how you defeat the common denominator. I love how you, you put yourself in a situation that everybody else, the whole world is saying, it's not going to happen, Olga. It's too late for you. You defeat the masses. I love it. You know, next it should be a book because you can inspire so many people that has been told that it's too late in life. And I am with you 100%. It's never, ever too late. If you were passionate about something, I mean, look at Lewis Hay. I mean, she started her career as a writer, and now she has one of the biggest publications in the whole world. She started at age of 65. So that tells you something. So I love this. This is so inspirational for all of you guys. Don't forget, the number is 319-527-6752. We have Olga Korsat with us. She is an incredible lady. I am so glad that we were able to connect through social and also to tell her story. But she is defiant, unbelievably defiant when it comes down to looking for something to do, and here you are, this success. So from figure skating to acting, you got to work with one of the biggest artists in North America. I mean, how did that feel to land incredible roles? And I know that your face looks familiar. I've must see you in some of the movies. And so how does it feel to be working with very renowned and very well-known art actors?
Well, obviously it was incredible experience, learning experience for me. Again, it was really funny how the acting came along, because again, it was all music. And then when I came to Canada, I think it was only 1 year here, and I was barely speaking English. I was learning to speak English. And one of my friends told me that her friend opened an acting agency, and she told me, go see him and maybe you can sign with the acting agency. And I said, oh, I don't want to act, I want to sing. And she's like, you know what? Those two industries are so close together. Why don't you try? And I went, and I had a chat with her friend, and there was a new agency. And he's like, okay, if you want, I can try. You can try. And I remember going on my first audition. There was only one line. They've been looking for a Russian actress. There was one line only, and I landed the job. And I remember when I landed it, I actually came to the agent and said, you know what, like, I've never been on set, I don't even know how to act. And he's like, oh, you've been a figure skater, it's the same, you're on stage, and listen, it's easy, you just go and then pretend you're this person. And it was
don't worry about it. It's the same as being on the skate. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. So that was also a very interesting experience. And I remember I loved it so much that after that I said, okay, I will try to pursue it and actually take classes and see maybe I'm good at it. And then the journey of 10,000 hours started, and I started to take a lot of classes. I started actually taking one-on-one coaching, dialect lessons, and all of those lessons I'm still taking till today. And I slowly started to improve. And I remember back then my mom was like, Olga, you wanted to be a musician, you wanted to be a singer, now you want to be an actress. And I'm like, no, I want to be both. You know, I kind of like both of those things. And my friend is right. All those were, those two worlds are close to each other. And somehow I managed actually to do both, and I think I'm very lucky. And landing the last movie was actually a blessing in the sky, because the guy I was, I grew up on his movies. He's very big Russian celebrity. He's like a Brad Pitt in Russia. So it's my mom's favorite actor. And I remember when I landed the movie, I don't know if she was more happier than I landed the role or that I landed the role with her favorite actor. I don't remember which was more happier.
Either way, I mean, you got to work with one of a celebrity, somebody that is very, very big in the industry, and that tells you a lot, that you not only have the determination, but you also have the talent. I've been watching some of your stuff on social, especially on YouTube. I noticed that you also been training, taking some Muay Thai or some kickboxing classes to make yourself fit. The project, the Pretricker, is that how you pronounce the Pretricker?
Pretricker, yeah.
Patrick, or and you also had to skate for real, because I mean that's your thing. That was your thing from the beginning. Now you're acting. Does it come easy? I mean, I know a lot of I'm horrible. I've done a little acting myself, but nothing major. It's horrible for me to try to remember the lines. How easy is for you to be able to memorize the line and to act them out, like when you have to cry and scream and all of that? Some people, they have to kind of put themselves into a situation mentally in order to, for that to come out for other people to see. How challenging is for you to get into a role?
You know, now it's easier than ever. Like every time it gets easier and easier with practice. Now when I think about lines, actually a lot of people are asking me about lines. And even right now for auditions, it takes me very little time to learn or memorize something. It actually comes really easy. But it wasn't the case when I just started. I remember I had problems with learning lines, and I had to learn a lot of poetry, and I had to start learning a new language. That was advice from my acting coach to kind of get my brain moving and start memorizing things faster.
Mm-hmm.
It's
a lot more challenging too when you have to do it in another language that is not your first language. So I guess you have double work, but it kills two birds at once, because you're not only learning English, but you also are making sure that you have that process going both at the same time.
Yes, exactly. Yes, it wasn't easy in the beginning because English is my third language. I also speak Latvian because I'm from Latvia.
Right.
So that was challenging in the beginning, but I guess everything gets easier with practice. And now that was very interesting. I recently was auditioning for this movie, and all my lines were in Russian, and I'm like, oh my God, I don't know how to learn lines in Russian. It was so funny. I actually need to turn on my brain and be like, okay, Olga, think, and memorize them. And I actually had to pay attention to what I'm learning. Whether English was way easier, even though I have an accent. It's very interesting how the brain works. I guess the more you do things, it becomes automatic.
Absolutely.
And when you don't, you're kind of working on creating those new neurological pathways, and
absolutely. Well, there's part of your brain that you probably haven't used before that now with the acting and the music, it kind of activates. So, I mean, everybody says that we only use, 5%, 20%, I can't even remember the number, but it's a very low percentage of our brain capacity.
Yeah.
The rest we have to exercise it, and that's what you're doing, and that's what you're doing. So let's move now into your music career. Not only you're landing amazing roles with incredible producers, incredible actors, well-known, and now you are releasing two singles rather, because we're actually going to be playing both of them today. Incredible music. You know, where that comes from, I mean, your mom said that you always wanted to become a singer, but you kind of move into the acting a little bit more, and now you were able to release Minus X2 and you and Why Do You Want Me So Much. So do you write
those are all songs? Sorry to interrupt. You're going to be playing two new tracks, which I released.
Okay.
Very recently.
Okay, so do you write music per se? Do you know music? Do you know notes, or this is that comes out of inspiration with life, with things? Where did you get your inspiration to write your music, and how did you ended up being able to actually release and write and record, amazing stuff?
Well, my inspiration actually things that happen in my life. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're not current things, maybe something what happened a long time ago, and that only now I have got to talk about it, or I want to talk about it. But all of my songs, they were written about certain things or certain periods of time when all of this happened. So it's very interesting because a lot of the time I get messages from people saying, you know what, oh my God, you wrote one of the songs which you're going to play, which called I don't want to be you anymore, was written about being stuck in a crazy depression, not being able to get out of it. And I wrote it actually when I was at the most happiest time of my life. But at the time when I was going through this dark period of my time, I couldn't write. It was so painful and it was so hard that I actually didn't want to write about it. But once I get out of it and I actually found my balance and I actually managed to find happiness and meaning in my life and everything that I do, and realize that actually all of this depression came to me when I was super overworked and I needed to set the boundaries. I needed to say no to a lot of projects and actually start sleeping properly, and that solved more than half of my problems. But I couldn't write about it when I was dealing with it, so I wrote the song when I was actually going through a very happy period in my life. It was very interesting.
I love it. I love it. So do you write music per se? Are you able to understand music, or this is just words and melody that just comes to you?
I do play piano. I'm a self-taught, so I do know notes and chords. So when I write the songs, I write lyrics and music all together.
Wow.
And then I bring it to my producer, Yoman Yovanov, and then he starts to arranging the song. So
wow.
That's how it works, yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. I'm incredible. So proud of you. You've accomplished so much. You sound, you look so young. You've done so much in so short period of time. People that are listening or will be listening to us later on, they're probably, green with jealousy because you've accomplished what it takes some people years, 10, 20 years to get, and you've done it in a short period of time. So, and I know that it's not because you're not worked hard, it's because you were determined and because you liked to prove people wrong. I've gotten that from you, from our conversation from the very beginning, and that's really what it's all about. So I asked you, the theme of the show is tell us who you are and what you do. You've done an incredible job telling us in a nutshell about 35 minutes that we're here, give or take, a summary of your life. Where can people find you? I know we met through one of our one of the social media, but people wanted to reach out to you, especially to watch the movies or even follow your music, which is an incredible arrangement. I mean, congratulations for doing so beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm going to be playing those songs throughout the month here. Where can people reach out to you?
If they want to listen to my music, I'm available on all the streaming services. And you just type Liva, my stage name, LIVVA. And you can listen to all of my songs. If you want to reach out personally, say hi or ask me where you can watch a movie or just have a question, you can find me on Instagram, Liva Music, LIVVA Music. And you can just say hi and or if you have any questions. Yes, that's where you can find me.
Beautiful. And by the way, guys, we are connected through Instagram as well, through LinkedIn. And so if you are going to right now to my Instagram page, The Liz T Show, you'll be able to see a poster. The link of this show will be there, and you'll be able to listen to this right from the start. And obviously, you know, tips for some of you that are listening on the other side of the world, because we have listeners all over the world, 78 countries now and counting. Latvia was not on my list, so now I'm pretty sure we have family, friends, and members that have that you know of in Latvia, probably going to be connecting with us. So I can add one more country, and which I didn't have it. Although you are in Canada, but your background, it is from there. So I assume you still have some friends, some connection. But yes, you could always connect with us. And so the Liz T Show in Instagram, and you'll be able to connect with this with her and ask her. And so people that are watching you or that are listening, they're seeing this amazing amount of success, and I consider you very, very successful. And I always stress, when I talk about success, I don't mention financial gain. That is nice, but it's, to me, success is when you're doing what you love to do and you're doing it well and you're happy about it. And obviously, we're not happy 100%, especially you that have a newborn right now. There will be days that you're not happy and you're tired and all that good stuff. But that's a good part. So what would you advise? I'd love to ask this question. What would you say to someone who is perhaps in Australia listening? And we do have listeners in Australia. And they say, how can I become this artist, this figure skater, this singer-songwriter, this actress? How can I do it? What do I have to do? Give us some word of inspiration, words of wisdom to somebody who perhaps needs that advice today. Anything that comes to mind.
I will try not to be long, but I always say that for me personally, success always falls into three parts. One of the things is that every single part came from someone I was lucky enough to meet, somebody who advised me. So I will quickly bring it into three parts, what worked for me, and maybe that could ring a bell or feel, get inspired by that. One of the things my producer told me when I kept bringing him songs and kept improving and rewriting things, he told me, Olga, it's better done than good. So he always encouraged me to stop talking about finishing stuff and just releasing and let people see your art instead of judging and trying to make it perfect. Just do it and release it. Wherever it's finishing the script, stop rewriting, take another one, finish it, give it to your friends to read. The same with songs. Second part I would say is putting yourself at the right place in the right time. What I'm saying by that, I think life always gives us clues. Whatever you want to do something in life, whether you want to be an actress, whether you want to be a successful accountant or an or flight attendant, you always kind of like put it up to universe, and then universe bring you people who can give you an advice or inspire you. And I remember in my acting career, I think it started with meeting one of my closest friends to this day. His name is Kane Mahan. I'm pretty sure he's listening right now as well. So hi to Kane. And I remember I reached out to him, or he reached out to me. I don't remember the exact story, but I needed an advice how to become a successful actor, and he was a successful actor back then. And he agreed to meet with me for a coffee, and we spent hours and hours talking. He gave me so many advice. And then I came home and I'm like, okay, I have a plan. So I would say it's always asking for advice, people who are more successful than you are. And maybe not to reach to super successful people, even though I've been lucky to get advice from crazy famous people, and I was surprised how humble and how down to earth they were. So always trying to ask and you shall receive. And the third thing is just keep going, whatever your mom tells you, whatever your brothers, sisters, whatever your friends. I can't even, there's thousands examples I can give of successful people, and all of them been told that it can be done. It can be done. You won't succeed. And now when I look back at my career, and I know there's going to be so many more roles and with so many amazing people, I just say, like, keep going. And I'm the kind of person never listen to what other people say. And I'm a little bit stubborn, sometimes not in a very good way, but I just keep going until what I want comes true. And that was certainly the case in my latest movie with the director Jang Ga-song. Petrico is just a dream come true movie for me. And I'm pretty sure Jang Ga also listening right now. I'm saying hi to her as well. So
hello.
Those are three
advice,
I guess, three advice, and hope I wasn't too long with that.
No, I love it. I love it. Leaning. I think this summarizes pretty much everything. You know, and I love number one, you know, better done than perfect. We wait forever. We can wait forever, but I'm just the same as you, John. Even if not perfect, just get it done. And love, you can make it perfect next time or later on another book or another, but get it done, and we'll work about perfection next time. The other thing I love about this is just keep going and don't worry about what they're going to say. I mean, that fact, you're stubborn, but that's a good thing about being stubborn. It's not a bad thing, good thing. I think if anybody who is listening to us right now, and in anything at all, that's not only good motivation, good start, and good inspiration and thought. So I'm hoping that you get a little bit of that. And the last question before we run out of time, still play your songs, is what is next? I mean, you can say like anything, and I kind of into a little bit. Your biography should come up, but what are you planning? You know, what's new?
What's new? I'm working right now on my new EP, my extended playlist, which is going to contain 6 songs, and I'm planning on releasing that in upcoming summer. And I also have a couple of projects, a couple of movies. I can't talk the details yet, but make sure to follow me on my social media, and I will reveal the details when time comes.
Well, Olga, I can't believe we went a little bit over. Thank you. I know you deserve it. It was about time to highlight somebody right here in Canada. I've been speaking all over from people from all over the world, and I feel bad times that Canada has been left behind. That's what I am from. I want to be able to highlight amazing people like yourself. Congratulations. You're definitely to be congratulated, and especially with your newborn. So applause. It's a different balance on yourself. You need all the time and all the effort, all the patience, that you sound young. So it will take you. it will take you a little bit to get used to. But how old is your baby?
He is going to be 6 months in just 4 days.
Okay, so feeding now, good stuff. That's it. I get there. Yeah. Enjoy it. Olga, thank you so much for being here. Earth, for your time, your expertise, the knowledge, and your accomplishment. Again, you are to be congratulated. And we will be playing your song right now. Enjoy it, everyone. Have a fantastic evening.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, guys. And here it is. Enjoy it. Song from
sitting on a cold floor. This place is my new home. Boxes all around and just the silence for the sound. Hurts and I can't breathe. How did I get here? How did I fall down? Could I go back to the start? And I know, and I know, and I know I can only blame myself. I sit firm on the ground underneath my feet turned into quicksand. But you know, but you know, but you know I'm still the lucky one. Cause I carry a piece of you under my heart.
I'm too tired.
And that was the two songs from Olga. So thank you so much for being on the show. Next, everyone, we will be playing some songs from other parts of the world. Todd from Texas. And this is pretty incredible. Joy.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you. More time for your family. More money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
I see a mother at the bus stop making her way to work. See a young girl looking at a purse, dreaming about self-worth. But everything will fade, so let's call a spade a spade. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up higher in city streets. The poverty and the businessman has been by. I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you higher, higher. Shaking hands with the homeless at a corner by the bay. Never thought I'd hear a story instead of begging me for change. He knows he doesn't need any material things. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up higher in the city streets full of poverty and the businessmen passing by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. You gotta lose yourself, no matter what comes your way. We gotta lift him high. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up higher in the city. the poverty and the businessmen passing by. I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you higher, higher.
And that was Kat Miranda, everyone. Well, fortunately, we ran out of time. I'm so sorry. But we will be back with another guest on the show in another fantastic day. Thank you so much, everyone. And I'm your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Show. Bye-bye for now.
Canadian show. North American radio show. And now, worldwide show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. Anything new?